Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on trust is Human Understanding Part 2 and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Genesis chapter 13 verses 10 and 11. And Lot lifted his eyes and saw all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as you go toward Zoar. Then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated from each other. The last day, we started discussing the need not to lean on our own human understanding. And as I closed that episode, the Spirit of God reminded me of the case of Abraham and Lot. In our anchor scripture, Abraham had asked Lot to choose the portion of land he would settle in. Relying on his human understanding, he chose a land that had been earmarked for destruction. With his human eyes, the land looked like the garden of the Lord. But his human understanding could not access spiritual intelligence. My dear listeners, I am staying on this issue because it is important. We are spiritual people, and if we will live as effective believers here on earth, we must understand that our human understanding is greatly limited. Had Lot paused and taken a moment to pray, perhaps God would have honored his trust and explained why the land he had chosen was not a good idea. It was not long before that land was destroyed. How about Samuel in 1 Samuel 16? God had sent Samuel to anoint the one who was to become king. When Samuel got to the house, he used his human intellect to choose who he thought would be king. The Lord rebuked him immediately. His intellect had fallen short. God had to step in and show him what his own plans were. Every time you try to take decisions without consulting the Lord, you open up yourself to error. Sometimes those errors can be fatal. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart entails you understanding that we are inherently limited as humans. We cannot accept empowered by the anointing of God's Spirit, see the true picture of things. Trusting in the Lord means accepting this fact and relying on Him every step of the way. For anyone who is at the point of making a decision, do not lean on your own understanding. No matter how obvious it is, go to God in prayer and inquire of Him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Not every open door is God's door, my dear listeners. How do you choose your leaders in church? How do you choose your spouse? How do you choose where to live? How do you choose what course to study? How do you choose all these things? Remember, God sees differently from the way man sees. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word this morning. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com. or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.